This is Electronics by Nicholas Kicker. You know, I never really noticed it, but if you actually do think about it, electronics are very intricate. They just range all the way over from a simple button with light all the way over to a vapor or like a vape or a phone. It's weird. You never really think about it. You take all these things for granted, but next thing you know, you're just going to be sitting here using one, and you'll be like, wow, how has technology advanced from 400 years ago to now? And well, should I explain that? I don't know. If I should, you tell me. Now, what got me on this conversation, well, not conversation, but what got me on this topic is just mainly because I vape. Yes, I'm like 16. Sorry if you guys get offended, but I vape. It's simple. But what got me on this topic is the simple fact of vaping. If you think about it, you got voltage, watts, and ohms. Or OMS, or, whatever. And the simple fact of something, just, it's air. You're just inhaling air. And if you think about it, it takes such a big thing, like a battery and all that, to just produce that small amount of air that's gonna go in your lungs and come right out back out. Now you're paying money for that. If you think about it, money is just a currency. Just like electronics. Yeah, they could be a currency. I wouldn't use it as a currency besides Bitcoin, which is also trash, but just the simple fact of it is, we use these things every single day. We just take it for granted. But if you think about it, people in Africa, yes, they need food. Yes, they need water. But think about it. If they had food and water, wouldn't they want entertainment too? That had me thinking, because, I was just thinking about that all night. It's 1:43 and 1:43 a.m. And it had me thinking all night. Like if kids in Africa or whatever, if they had food and water and they didn't have no entertainment, what would they do? Yeah, they'd go to school. They would be like, "Yay, we're going to school." But if they're like us and they come here, they would be like, "What's this?" They'd look at it, they'd see it, they'd use it, and they'd be amazed. Now, if you take this lesson and you take something and you be amazed by it, you won't really take these things for granted. You'd actually take them as if what they were used for. Now, sorry about that. So yeah, I just got past 3 minute mark. It says listeners tend to prefer short form audio. Consider making your episode out of shorter segments. So I'm gonna end it at this maybe 4 minute mark, 5 minute mark. But yeah, if you think about it, kids in Africa would like to have just a simple entertainment. Yeah, they wouldn't be sitting there on their phones or whatever, just watching YouTube and like kind of dying. As weird as it sounds, just don't take offense to it. That's technically what's happening up there. It's cruel. People are dying. They don't have no food. They don't got no water. It's child labor. And just don't take things for granted all the time. Take things at what they're supposed to be used for, not throwing them at walls because you're mad. Yeah, I have two phones. One of them's shattered. One of them's brand new. The reason why one's shattered is because I threw it on the ground. Think about it. Don't do it. It's just a simple thing. Now, I'm about to wrap this up, but it's my first podcast. I don't know if you guys are gonna enjoy it or not, but tell me how it is. Remember, do not waste your money. That could go to kids in Africa.